Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome back to the next episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. So excited for this week's episode and the next two episodes. This will be a three-part series. We are celebrating the third year anniversary of the Early Accountability Podcast. I cannot believe that this podcast has been around for 3 years. I cannot believe I've been podcasting for 3 years straight now. It just seems like second nature now to me. I just do it. I just know that I need to do it, and it's what I'm supposed to do. So I kind of have forgotten what life was like before podcasting. I've kind of gotten used to it. So I am so excited, so grateful, still revealing a lot of new things this month for the podcast. And we're just doing things a little bit different. We're kind of just taking it to the next level, you know, trying to just go and get a little bit greater with each year that we go and grow. So the Early Accountability Podcast, if you are new, it is a podcast where myself and guests come on the show and share stories or their expertise to help others in starting a new personal or professional endeavor, overcoming hurdles and barriers, and just achieving the goals that we set out for ourselves, being able to be accountable and do the things that we say we want to do, be consistent with that, or if we need to decide that this isn't for us, just stop. So being intentional with our time and our resources and just our passions and our purpose as well. So yes, this is the third year that the podcast has been in existence, and the number three is very powerful. Trinity and trilogy and just everything that the number three can stand for and what it can mean in divinity and just guiding light and mind, body, and spirit and wellness and everything. So I'm so excited about this year, and I know that there is backing behind me in the spiritual sense that is going to help me propel things forward with this show and reach even more people. And that's what the goal is for. It's to help and encourage others and to help people make the changes that they need to make for themselves to be successful and to be what I always say is just being the best version of yourself. So for this week's episode and next week's episode and the week after that, I have pretty much a three-part series. And I usually every year on the anniversary kind of come back and share some lessons that I've learned in the last year with podcasting. And I have my three takeaways, and I have been marinating on these for a little while. But there are three things that I have taken from all 3 years kind of wrapped in together. And these are just some important takeaways that I feel. So I'm going to cover one each week. This week, number one, one thing I have learned in 3 years of podcasting, this is to be as humble as I know how, because everything definitely hasn't been perfect on the show, nor will it ever be perfect. But I have been able to at least consistently produce a podcast. I've done other things, blogging, I'm getting into videos now. I'm still not consistent with that, but I have been able to be very consistent with podcasts and still have a weekly podcast come out. And I talked last month in December just about, people talk about content is king, but I think consistency is king. And I have seen and watched others and even watched myself when it comes to habits that I've tried to break or new ones that I've tried to pick up, that consistency, not having it or a lack of consistency is the root of all evil. I tell you, I think the devil is in your consistency. So I have taken away some lessons from that. When people ask me how to start, that's a big question I get now. A lot of people want to start a podcast, like, okay, man, I want to do this, or they want to create some kind of platform of content creation, whether it be YouTube, a website, a blog, a podcast, etc. And one thing I tell people if I talk with them, or just when I look back on it myself, consistency is so huge. But one thing I've learned when it comes to consistency, or when it just comes in general, one of my biggest takeaways I've learned in the last 3 years of podcasts is that you have to learn how to do you. You have to get to a place mentally where you can know how to shuffle through some things and tune out some noise and know what you can kind of take in constructively to help you grow. But you need to know and learn, I guess I would say, how to have balance in that. And like I said, this is not to be arrogant in any way, shape, or form, but I have been able to, for the last 3 years, have my podcast come out weekly. Doesn't always come out at the same time. It used to come out at 5 a.m., but I've been queen procrastination here lately. So my podcast sometimes will come out on a Monday night here in the United States, sometimes at 11 o'clock Eastern time. It used to come out at 5 a.m. because the premise was that I wanted people to listen to it like on their morning commute on their way to work, you know, like a 10 to 15 minute podcast, just give you some boosts for that beginning of the week, kind of get your goal set and getting all there, get your motivation there on Monday. Now it kind of comes out on Monday night. A lot of people are commuting, but it still comes out generally on Monday. When I first started, I consulted or just kind of networked with a lot of people who had started their own podcast or who were podcasting. And I was given a lot of advice from other people about what I should and shouldn't do when it comes to my show. And luckily, I was able to feed some of that out. And I'll just give one example. And some people will laugh when I say this. So some people edit their own podcasts. I don't really do a lot on the backside of my podcast at all. But I'll talk more about that in some other episodes. So one thing is, I do not listen to my podcast. People laugh when I say this, but I don't even know what are we all. We're almost up to like 160 episodes on this podcast. And I can count on one hand, maybe two, no more than two hands. I have not listened to full episodes of my podcast from beginning to end. I have not listened to at least 10 of them. Way less than that. I don't listen to my podcast. So once they're done, I do not listen to them. and I do that for me so that I won't get in my head. As I know, if I stopped and I had to like edit or I had to re-listen to my voice all the time, I'd be like, oh, I can't stand how my voice is. And I would just get so self-conscious about it. And I would just get in my head too much about it. And so for me, I don't listen to my podcast because I just stay in the frame of mind of creation. And so I had some people who were podcasting at the time tell me, oh my God, no, you have to listen to your podcast. You need to listen to that before it comes out to make sure what's coming out, to make sure the content that you have is good, blah, 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 blah. All these other reasons about why I needed to listen to my podcast. Those same people who told me what I needed to do to successfully run a good podcast, as of today, no longer have those podcasts or no longer produce content on their podcast. So if I would have stopped and did it the way that others said is how it is, quote unquote, supposed to be done, I probably would have gotten in my own head. I would have started to overthink things. I don't think my content would have been consistent. I don't think I probably would have came out monthly. Oh, I got to re-listen to it. I probably would have procrastinated with that. It probably would have took me a month to get one episode out. You know, I probably would have had a podcast out once a month or who knows, once every other month. If I have to stop and go back to it, that's why video is so hard for me now, because like editing, that's just not me. So the big takeaway, and I've shared this now 3 years later, and I feel it's so important, and it's no shame or no judgment on the others, but that was what they felt was necessary to be good or successful, but that did not fit for me. That was not the direction that I wanted to go. I don't want to sit up and listen to all of my podcast episodes. It's not that I don't want to produce the content, but I know that I will get in my head about that. And so knowing where my mindset is with certain things, knowing what some of my triggers are, I put things in place so that I can kind of avoid that or move around it or maneuver around it. I had to find what works for me. I couldn't listen to what other people told me I had to do or how it had to be done. And this is not to say that their podcast is not successful just because it stopped or they no longer produce. But here I am still going weekly and they were sporadic or they did or they stopped or whatever. But that was not the path for me. So I say all of this to say, when it comes to anything, any goal, any change you're trying to make, any new habit or project you're trying to implement, you have to be able to shift and shuffle through some things that people are going to tell you. There are going to be some gems you get, and there are going to be some stones, you know, and just rocks. And you're going to have to learn how to shuffle through it. And it might not even have been out of harm. That's why we had to be able to kind of have like a little buffer to say, okay, let me step away back from this. Do I really have to do this? Or this is just their recommendation? Will that fit for me really right now? No. Okay. It may fit for them. It may not fit for me. You know, multiple truths can exist. So you have to be okay with what works for you. Maybe not being what the status quo does, maybe not being what the typical person does, and being okay and finding the root and way and techniques that work for you. Yes, I've been podcasting for 3 years and I rarely ever listen to my show. And that's one thing I told the fellas that were on my show, the old guests who went on to launch their show. They tell me, oh, I don't think I want to re-record this episode and that episode. I'm like, why are you listening to it? Get it out. And so they were very shocked to realize that, no, I do not listen to my podcast. You're hearing this now. I won't rehear this as it plays again because I do not listen to my own podcast. So yes, you have to do what is good for you. And even honestly, I don't even really listen to a lot of podcasts in general right now, just to keep myself from not being overly comparative. So again, like I say, you have to know what things might be triggering to you. You might need to know what things can consume you or derail you, and be okay with putting things in place for yourself that will still make you be successful towards your goals. You don't owe anybody an explanation for that. So find you, do you, and you have no shame in doing anything that's different. If it's what helps you be successful, if it is what it is helping you to be focused, there is nothing wrong with that. So that is part one of my third year podcast anniversary celebration. Definitely make sure to follow me on YouTube because I'm going to be posting more videos. YouTube.com/KimmyFitwell. And definitely join the early accountability community. We are growing. We are more than just a podcast in this year. I'm being more visible through video and other methods, and we have a community. You can join the community at kimmywalker.live/squad. Again, all this will be linked in the show notes. As always, thank you for tuning into the Early Accountability Podcast. Until next time.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.